Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're back again for the Tourism Marketing Australia podcast with your host, myself, Kyle Harbour. Today, we are cruising through the Murray River in Dwelling Up. It is a beautiful blue day. The forest comes right down to the river here, and we can take a lovely paddle out through the river. Sometimes through some rapids, sometimes through these beautiful calm spots like this. I wanted to pull up the podcast and record episode 2 now, just because it's a beautiful day out here. And I wanted to share some thoughts about capturing the beauty of some of these tourism locations, destinations, tours and adventures. So right now I'm out on a paddle and picnic tour by Dwelling Up Adventures, an awesome tour business up here in Dwelling Up. They hire out paddles, whitewater rafts, mountain bikes, all sorts to aid and help people out and get them on adventures and discovering this beautiful area. They've been doing it for over 30 years. Absolutely awesome legacy. So, I grabbed a kayak, a canoe, and headed out on their paddle and picnic. And I'm just thinking of all the great ways you could capture content marketing. For me, short-form video and video marketing plays a really big part in what I think is a really important step in tourism marketing for both operators, marketers, destination marketers, DMOs. Being able to represent and showcase the natural beauty, the stunning locations, the experience, visually, audibly, and also in capturing where that tension is. So we want to meet, as marketers, meet the customer, meet the experiencer, and meet the public, the people, where they are. Right now, short-form video content is dominating the market. It's not too often people are really tuning in and going viral on YouTube. Instagram's still there, but it's very hard. This year, TikTok took up more attention than any other social media platform. There was more content going on TikTok. There was more viewers on TikTok, more people using TikTok every single day than any other platform. And it's pretty amazing just how addicting digital technology is becoming. And two, how many tour operators and tourism organizations are on TikTok? I was quite surprised over the last couple of days researching this, looking at operators across WA and Australia, of how many operators are capturing short form content, uploading onto TikTok. It's been around for a few years to establish itself, but it still remains or is the best organic social media platform right now. To get attention on Facebook and grow new followers on Instagram is another step. It's just a lot right now. But TikTok's algorithm is pumping out content to new viewers every single day. And Facebook and Instagram have become the staples for tourism businesses. First Facebook, originally websites, blogs, forums. Then Facebook, organic media was really great. You could reach a lot of people with Facebook's organic media when it first came out for the first while, 5-10 years. And then as their advertising increased, they tanked organic reach, so it became harder to reach your audience organically because they wanted you to use advertising. And so knowing that advertising is better, everybody moved to advertising, and advertising was where the attention was. Instagram came out, the attention moved to Instagram. Organic media and organic following was excellent. You could reach a lot of people quite easily. And then as Meta purchased Instagram and more advertising came to the platform, it became more important to use advertising, and they're obviously going to limit organic content so that organic or paid advertising had more traction and more value than organic media so that you'd pay them. TikTok's obviously moving in the same direction. Its ads reach a lot of people. Its ads are really easy. And perhaps one day, eventually, it'll tank its organic reach too in favor of advertising. But right now, and the last couple of years, and continuing to be, TikTok's organic traction is just exceptional. You can reach hundreds of people with every single video easily, even on bad videos. Thousands for a mediocre video, and tens of thousands for an exceptional video. And obviously, you're going to have your once in a while viral clips that just stun the algorithm and stun the viewer. And those are the piece of resistance, naturally. So if you can get some of those going your way, power to you. One of the important rules in marketing is meet your viewer where they're at. One of the important rules in marketing is meet your customer where they are. So if your customers, potential customers, are on TikTok and you're not, what are you doing? We still use Instagram, we still use Facebook, but those things have mostly become about friends, family, social networks to connect with like-minded people. At TikTok, you can see a range of entertaining content these days. So too with Instagram, naturally. But TikTok's very accessible. Anyone with a camera can create nice TikTok content if they know what they're doing. If they get their good hooks in line and they carry through with that, the TikTok algorithm is very predictable. Unlike Instagram, with TikTok, it just becomes about making a great hook in the first 3 seconds, something to engage the audience, intrigue them, capture their attention in the first 3 seconds, stand out from everybody else. And then the next most important thing to do is once you've hooked the audience with a certain hook, carry through on that. And that's the difference between a couple of thousand views, tens of thousands of views, and more. Hook your audience in and then carry through on that hook and deliver what you promised. If you promised to solve a problem, showcase a real solution to that. If you promised a beautiful destination or a beautiful secret location, carry through on that and showcase those stunning visuals. I just shared for a client a video with a brilliant hook capturing a destination, a particular drive, and then showcased the visuals to that. And it carried through on the hook and it delivered the promise. The hook is a promise to the audience, a promise that they're going to see something incredible or learn something new or become inspired. So if you're producing TikTok content, hook your audience in and deliver on that hook promise. And that will be stunning. The other great thing about TikTok is just a plethora of features. And the algorithm, we know, rewards you for using those features. So if you're creating great videos and your videos are getting strong engagement and comments, rather than just replying to your comments, create a video reply. And this can be a really great sales opportunity, promotion opportunity to your inspirational, educational, funny, viral clip. One of the best TikTok strategies that we've seen out there is creating viral clips that aren't promotions and then using video stories to do the promotion after the fact of going viral. Because producing promotional content really doesn't engage the audience anymore. It doesn't build community. It doesn't build followers. People don't follow your content marketing to be sold to. They want to be inspired to buy. Wow, this is just beautiful out here. Just taking a pause, taking a breather. Just admire this beautiful location. Birds in the sky. Ducks on the riverbed. It's the Murray River in Dwelling Up. Absolutely amazing. Down here you've got mountain bike tracks, you've got hiking trails, You got kayaking, canoeing, whitewater rafting, fast water rafting, probably a bunch more. I'll definitely be visiting a lot more to discover this place. Only an hour and a half drive out of Perth. Make a lovely day trip. We'll come down and stay at a retreat, campsites on the river, chalets, beautiful forest chalets down here, bush camps. I stayed last night at Tony's Bend, chucked the swag down, camped right near the riverbed, woke up at sunrise and came down to the river, had a look around, the water sort of heating up and fogging into the low air. This fog upon the river and in the forest looked beautiful. And then back out again, the middle of the day now. Everything's lush and green. Sky's blue. It's beautiful. So let's get on to, I guess, the second half of content marketing for tourism businesses, DMOs, tour operators. How do you catch it? How do you capture media? How do you capture the experience? Oh, one, it's about equipment. Obviously, you want to have high quality content. You can go viral with, you know, a 5-year-old phone video if you want. If you've got the right engagement, the right interest, the right engaging factors, you can definitely capture it. But are you doing it justice? So your content's going to stand out that much more, both in doing the destination a service and your own operations a service, the experience. The higher quality content you can capture, the more visually stunning it is, the more the audience is going to enjoy it, the more algorithms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, the more they're going to love it to see that quality content, because they'll know, their algorithms know. You want to capture things that intrigue people, the lifestyle of the destination, storytelling, the people, faces, emotion. These are the things that engage people, speak to people. Time and time again, I see promotion as the core pillar of content creation for small businesses and tourism. Constantly promoting. And promotion has its place. Absolutely. But showing, it's just one of the pillars. Showcasing places, people, it's just as engaging for your audience. And if people can feel that experience, get a feel for what it would feel like to be there, what emotion that they're going to feel, they're going to sell themselves. People want to do your amazing experience. That's what you've put so much time and energy and money into creating, an incredible experience for people. And so you want to capture that and help people see that, wow, that experience is something that I would like to remember. People don't look at an image of a $100 tour and go, damn, I would love to spend $100. They look at a experience and say, wow, I would love to do that. I would love to feel that way. I would love to have that memory. I would love to create those memories with my friends, family, loved ones. It's not about the choice of spending money. They will come to that in their good time. They'll see that in your follow-up marketing, in your promotional pages online, sort of secondary marketing. But I think one of the best parts about content marketing is people love to see these experiences, these visuals, and save them and have that available to them when the time comes to choose an adventure. So in content marketing, you want to be top of mind when it comes to your customer. So creating visuals, stories, itineraries, top things to do, top date ideas, undiscovered secret gems, the best of this, the best of that, the secret this, the top three that. Those are things that people are going to save on their wish list when the time comes to spend their money. A lot of the times, people make a decision, keep it in mind when it comes time for that date, comes time to spend that money. And you want to be there. You want to be top of mind, top of the wish list. You want to stand out to them. And we can do that visually, audibly, with content marketing. And if you're creating content that's highly savable, the algorithms will reward you for that as well. The two biggest factors in the current content platform's algorithm for growing engagement, virality, organic reach and awareness, like really giving your reach a boost organically, is saves and shares. People that save the content for later, they're like, I love this, I want to do this, I want to be there, I want to feel that. I'm saving that for later on when I choose to go and do that adventure. Or I'm saving it for a couple of weeks' time when I want to go and do that. Or they share it. I want to do this with my friends. I want my friends to know. The algorithms want to pull people into the platforms. So if you're sending content to friends, then that's going to pull them in to see more of Instagram, more of TikTok. That's going to make them come back online to the platforms. And so the algorithms love that. The more people can come onto their platforms, the better. That's what they want. So if you align your content with how these platforms want to engage their viewers, your content will perform really well. Add in a great hook, a follow-up on that promise, stunning visuals, clear audio, and you've cracked the code. That's it. That content will reach thousands, tens of thousands, and more. And your best performing content gives you a great idea of what's going to perform well on advertising as well. One of the great strategies going around on TikTok at the moment is be creative, try different things, see what works. And when you find a great piece of organic content that works, add some advertising budget behind that. TikTok, short form video, organic is a great way to test out your ad copy. Creating videos either from your own organization or business, having a content agency create videos, or having influencers, content creators, user-generated content creators create videos for you, test them out. Test them amongst your friends, but test them out on these organic platforms. See what performs well, when it performs well. See if you need to tweak things, A/B test things, change a few words, change a few call to actions. When you find the best performing organic content, that's when you add some advertising behind it. So, I could go on, but this is just a beautiful place. So I take a bit of silence, and I'll probably record episode 3 while I'm out here on this river as well. And it's just so nice and peaceful and easy to think out here. So, thank you very much for tuning in to this episode 2 of Tourism Marketing Australia podcast. Thanks for listening to my rambles about content marketing, the algorithm, and what sort of content to create and how to capture that and capture viewers' attentions. Because at the end of the day, we're moving more and more into a digital age, and we want to bring people out of that into the natural world. So that's my personal goal, is to bring more people from the digital attention hubs, platforms, into this beautiful natural landscape. Get people out on adventures, get people in bush. The more we can see that, and the more we can experience that, and the more we want to conserve and protect that. We have such a beautiful natural world, and it'd be a shame to lose it. So we got to take care of what we've got. So have a great day, and I'll catch you in episode 3.